All right, so okay, so maybe just a little Dvar Torah and some chizik. First of all, thank you. I mean, this is giving me such chizik to be able to participate in a siyum in Cincinnati, you know, from the comfort of my own office here, and to hear about how you guys not only learn the daf together at night, but listen to the shiurim online. It's just really wonderful, and that you're talking and learning. It's just such a beautiful thing. I had a thought that occurred to me yesterday when we were reading the parsha. So you know, the pasuk says a very famous drasha of Chazal, Kol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yidei Esav. So Chazal darshan that when it's Kol Kol Yaakov, Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav. That when Yaakov is strong in his call of tefillah, and more importantly, more notably, maybe for our occasion, Talmud Torah, then Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Then Esav is not going to have power. So the question that all the mafarshim are bothered by is, well, wait a second, it doesn't say in the pasuk, there's no remez in the pasuk to Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav. You know, if you're reading the simple pshat in the pasuk, Kol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yidei Esav, is that they each have their koach and they can coexist harmoniously. That there could be a Kol Yaakov and there could be Yidei Esav. Mehechitesi, where did they come up with this idea that if it's a Kol Kol Yaakov, then Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav? And all the mafarshim come up with different explanations, but no one questions that that's the case. You know, some say it's what Yitzchak was speaking, Bitmia, HaKol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yidei Esav, Hayitachin, could there be such a thing? Others say that, no, the Vav, Vehayadayim, the Vav means or, that it's either HaKol Kol Yaakov or Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Others say that, no, if you look at the Ksiv, it's Hey Kuf Lamid, the first HaKol is without a Vav. HaKal Kol Yaakov, when the Kol of Yaakov is Kal, when the Kol of Yaakov is light, then Yadayim Yidei Esav. But everyone agrees that fundamentally the Koach HaTorah, the Koach of the Kol Yaakov, is a stronger force than the Yidei Esav when it's used. Meaning no one says that Esav, it depends how much he goes to the gym, how much he you know, he works out, how much he engages in military strategy and building up an arsenal. No one says that that's going to make an ounce of difference in his ability to defeat Yaakov. It's clear that Yaakov's in the driver's seat and that the Kol Yaakov is going to be the determining factor. The question is, why? What is it? What's the unique element of a Kol Yaakov that puts Yaakov entirely in the driver's seat? So I came across an idea from the Shemin HaTov that I thought was, you know, it's clearly true, and it could be applied in many different places, but particularly now upon the completion of Maseches Erevin. You know, when you look at the bracha that was given to Yaakov, V'yiten l'cha Elokim mital ha-shamayim, that Hashem is going to give him matana, V'yiten l'cha Elokim mital ha-shamayim. And Rashi writes, Im ra'ui l'cha, yiten l'cha. That if you deserve it, then yiten l'cha. So it's a little bit of a strange phrase. Im ra'ui l'cha, if you deserve it, that means you worked hard for it. That means yishalim l'cha, you'll get paid, you'll get schar, you'll get... Yiten sounds like a lashon of a matana. Are you going to get a matana, im ra'ui l'cha? Then it's not a matana at all. So the Shemin HaTov explains that no, it's much like the Maimar Chazal, Yagata Umatzasa Ta'amin, that if a person says that he worked hard and he was matzah, he found success, Ta'amin. And all the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean, Umatzasa? If you worked really hard, you don't find success, you achieve success. What's Umatzasa? So the way some explain, I think the Shemin HaTov quotes from Chiddush HaRim, I think, that Yagata, you'll work hard, and of course you'll achieve, you know, commensurate with the amount of work you put in. But the thing about Torah is that you so often achieve much more than the work you put in. Meaning you go in knowing that I have this amount of time in my day, or this level of intellect, you know, this level of ability, this level of background, and therefore I should, by all means, if I work hard, be able to achieve X. And we don't realize that if we work hard, if yagata, you're going to be matzasa. You're going to find that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give us success much more than X. It's going to be exponentially greater than what we thought we were capable of doing. That's the nature of Torah. That's im roi lecha, yitein lecha. If Yaakov deserves it, if we use our Kol Yaakov properly, It's not only that we're going to be able to achieve what we thought we should be able to achieve. Yiten lecha. We're going to get a matana that's going to be so far beyond. You know, I don't know about you, when I started Daf Yomi, the idea of finishing Shas several times, you know, that was something for like, you know, Gedolei Yisrael. That was something for like big people. You never thought, you know, as a child, it was like this untouchable thing. I don't know, like the 4-minute mile or something. Like you think like it can't be done, you know, finishing Shas. And Erevin, I mean, to go through it several times, to be able to understand, to be able to learn the Seches Erevin, what an unbelievable accomplishment. If you could do Erevin, you could do anything. I mean, there's nothing that stands in our way if we're able to do Erevin. And what you find is that when you put in time, whether it be on the commute to work and back, and then being able to talk and learning, and you let it occupy your mind, that the Torah is not just something that occupies, I don't know how long your shir is or your chabur is, whether it occupies 45 minutes or an hour or whatever, but it occupies your mind. That's what you talk about. That's what you think about during the day. It's amazing what a person can accomplish. And just looking forward to Pesachim, I have a suggestion. I made this suggestion in my shul yesterday, and I'll make this suggestion to you fellows as well. The Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, sometimes gives us like special opportunities. Like it's at a Siyum HaShas, it's like, you know, we should always be working on our learning. We should always be improving. We should always be learning more. But sometimes, like the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a little tap on the shoulder and says, here's a really good opportunity. Like, this is one you can't pass up. Like, a Siyum HaShas, most of us felt some sort of tap on the shoulder to say, okay, let's mobilize. Let's do something. Whether we're going to do it for the first time or we'll do it better this time, or we're going to do something. To start Pesachim tomorrow, Bezras Hashem, and look forward, you know, to what our Siddurim are going to be like this year, and to finish Maseches Pesachim, the week of Pesach, can you imagine what kind of Seder that's going to be? To be able to make a Siyum on Maseches Pesachim at our Seder, or an Erev Pesach, if you're a Bukhari, you'll probably use it up then, but still, to be able to go into Pesach knowing all about the Karban Pesach, knowing all about all of the Torah Shebal Peh related to Pesach. Is there a greater Vigadta Levincha than that? Than to be Magid Levincha by example, by showing how we dedicated to Torah? So, okay, I'm talking to Daf Yomi Chabur, but of course you're all starting Pesach tomorrow. I would suggest, tap someone on the shoulder, send someone an email, send someone a text, and say, I'm starting Pesach tomorrow, why don't you start it with me? We'll talk in learning. If you sell it that way by saying, just look forward 4 months from now, you're going to be sitting at your Pesach Seder. Imagine the kind of Seder it's going to be if you just finished Pesachim. How can a Yid say no to something like that? We should realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us bracha v'yitein lecha. He gives us matanos way more than we ever thought ourselves capable of when we start these things. You know, and every Jew has this chelek in Torah. A good friend of mine recently told me, I think in the name of Rav Pinkus, that the phrase that we use for someone who wastes their time is bittel Torah, which is a funny phrase because it should be bittel zman. It's not bittel Torah. What are you doing to the Torah? The Torah is fine. The Torah is okay. You're just wasting your own life away if you don't use your time properly. So what does it mean, bittel Torah? So he said, no. Shishim ribo osios the Torah. Every Jew has a chelek in Torah. And every Jew is supposed to realize that chelek in Torah. And to the extent that we don't do what we're supposed to do in realizing that chelek in Torah, we're actually being mevatel the Torah itself. It's not just being mevatel our zman. The Torah itself relies on us. Each of us have that ability that we don't even know what that ability is until we put our effort in. So again, just so excited to be invited to share with you in this beautiful simcha, and I wish you all a tremendous mazel tov in finishing Maseches Erevin. Maybe you guys are different than me. Maybe you never thought Erevin was like an unreachable goal or an untouchable goal. For me, it's still daunting every time I hit Erevin Daf Beis. Still a little bit scary, but the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us these kochos. He has these reservoirs of ability that we don't even know we have, and we don't really have. It's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we should be able to continue to do that, masechta after masechta, daf after daf, one line at a time, and be able to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us not only the ability to finish masechtas, but to know masechtas, and to become greater and greater Talmidei Chacham, to recognize that os in the Torah that's unique to all of us. And again, I thank you so much for inviting me, and Mazel Tov and Maseches Erevin, And Hadronalach, you know, we'll get back around Bez Hashem in 7.5 years to Maseches Erevin again. But in the meantime, let's be mechazik each other each and every day to grow in learning and to grow in our dedication to our learning Bezras Hashem. Mazel tov.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure.